looking at money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Once again, the country on track for a government shutdown, and today in a letter to his colleagues, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer writing there's no clear path forward to avoid it. No deal has been reached. Schumer also today back from Ukraine, urging Congress and particularly the House Speaker to send military aid.
If they don't get the weaponry, as I said, they will lose the war. And that will be devastating in consequences for the U.S.
Former President Trump gets 60% of the Republican vote to win the South Carolina primary. Former Governor Nikki Haley with 39%, but vows to hang in there until at least Super Tuesday. Customs and Border Protection today saying both it and the NYPD had previously detained the Venezuelan man suspected of killing a student on the University of Georgia campus, but let him go. In Washington, D.C., police say a man set himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy. That man taken to a hospital. He remains in critical condition. This is ABC News.
To Rick Jackson's Country Classics, where the list of country stars who have spent a night or two in jail is so long, we need a whole show to get through it. And you may be wondering, well, what's the deal with that? Well, you'll find out today as we take a look behind the bars and find out who's been in there and why. And we'll feature some songs all about that, too, on our feature of Country Crime.
Legend. short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, I rolled into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas.
Everybody, this is Brad Paisley.
Hi, we're Lone Star.
Hey, y'all, I'm Thomas Rhett, and you're listening to Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Really never go away.
don't know. And Grandpa, let's wander back into the past. Then paint me the picture of love.
And Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And Mama Naomi was never arrested for anything, but Winona was charged with a DUI years ago. And her daughter, Grace, has been in serious trouble, arrested for possession and manufacture of meth, and then again for a parole violation just recently. The Judd family has been suffering through several setbacks since Mom died back in 2022. Our feature is Country Crime, and here comes one of the few country stars who has actually spent time in prison. David Allan Coe got in trouble early and was sent to reform school when he was just 9, and he spent most of his teens and 20s in jail for all sorts of different things, and finally in prison at Ohio Penitentiary. And when he got out, went to Nashville, bussed on the streets during the day, and famously spent the night in a hearse outside Ryman Auditorium. He was also a member of a motorcycle gang called the Outlaws and one of the first people I remember who covered his entire body in tattoos. But somehow, through all of that, he developed a rich talent for songwriting, and he got a contract with Columbia, and he had some big hits. By the way, once an outlaw, always an outlaw. David was arrested again just a couple of years ago for tax evasion. And here he comes, David Allan Coe, on our feature of Country Crime.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama or trains or trucks or prison or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song and he sent it to me, and after reading it I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song. And I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison.
judging her by her song, she's a pretty tough gal. But she's never been arrested. However, when a fight broke out in 2019 between a male member of her family and another guy, Miranda dumped a plate of food on his girlfriend's lap and had to be restrained. The police were called, but nobody was arrested. Blake Shelton said, heck, that girl's lucky. A plate of food is nothing compared to the hell that girl can bring. Coming up next, we got Waylon Jennings on the way, along with Junior Brown, Billy Currington, the Dirt Band 2, on our feature of Country Crime.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The 6 strips of applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm gonna order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. Or participate in U.S. Wendy's.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're gonna wanna sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-307-0189 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-307-0189. That's 800-307-0189. What do you have to lose? Call 800-307-0189. Again, 800-307-0189.
Country Crime, our feature, and here comes Waylon Jennings, and I guess with his bad boy image, it wouldn't surprise too many people that he was arrested once, but just once. But it was very public. He was arrested for possession of cocaine with an intention to distribute. And the arrest took place at the RCA Studios in Nashville and created quite a stir back then. This was in 1977. Afterwards, Waylon said, well, that distribution thing was nonsense. I was just sharing with friends, but I had it. I deserved it. I guess now I really am an outlaw. His reference, of course, to the fact that he and Willie spearheaded the outlaw craze back in the 1970s. And here he comes with a song that fits called I Ain't Living Long Like This. Here comes Waylon Jennings and more of our feature of Country Crime.
I look for trouble and I found it, son. Straight down the barrel of a lawman's gun. I try to run, but I don't think I can. You make one move and you're a dead man. Thank you.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans, I was
in style. Country style. Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
It's good to see you, baby. It's been a long, long while. We're both a whole lot older and seen a lot of miles. But things are really different now since the good old days. And you've been in some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead, 'cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Somebody spread the rumor that you had lost your life. At least that's the way I heard it and what I told my wife. I hear you showing up again and talk is getting round. I can see that one of us will have to leave this town. If you think that I want trouble, then you're crazy in your head, 'cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Come on in here, Jimmy. Thank you. disappeared. Nobody knew what happened, where you've been for all these years. Now trouble's what you're looking like, cause trouble's where you've been. And I can see the kind of trouble you could get me in. You better pay attention to every word I said, cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead.
Direction. That's by Billy Currington, who was giving some hostile directions of his own that got him in trouble back in 2013. Billy used to live in Savannah, Georgia. He had a home on the Tybee Creek, and a tour boat came a little too close to his home. Billy came out hollering and then chased the tour boat back to the dock and, according to arrest records, began verbally harassing the 70-year-old boat captain. Well, he was charged with abuse of an elderly person and sentenced to 5 years probation and $1,000. In response, Billy said, "Hey, I'm just protecting my family and my home. I got a right to privacy and protection, too." Kind of hard to argue with that. Coming up, we got Randy Travis on the way and more of our feature of Country Crime.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 20 degrees. For your Monday, mostly sunny and above normal with a high near 55. South winds gust to 30 miles per hour. 29 Monday night, chance of rain and snow on your Tuesday. Otherwise, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 41.
Country Crime is our feature, and it would be hard to find a more colorful story than the one about Randy Travis, who grew up Randy Trawick in Marshville, North Carolina, and was nearly always mixed up in some kind of trouble. Stole a car, then stole some items from a store, got arrested for intoxication. He was arrested so many times as a teen, the judge, who had seen enough of him, told him his next altercation would land him in the big house. However, a restaurant and club owner named Lip Hatcher took custody of Randy, assuring the judge that she would keep him out of trouble, to which the judge responded, You do that, because if you don't, you'll both be in trouble. Well, she did, and gave Randy a job as a singer and a dishwasher at a place called Country City USA, and later guided him to his career. They got him to Nashville, where, of course, he would become a big star. And later, they got married, but divorced in 2010. And here he comes. After all that trouble, is Randy Travis, and more of our feature of Country Crime.
Dog, he won't eat.
riots, and just last month, Chris was arrested for disorderly conduct and assaulting an officer, resisting arrest. Apparently, there was some kind of an altercation at a Nashville bar, and Chris got mixed up in it. But before we jump to conclusions, witnesses said Chris was simply asking questions when he got roughed up by a policeman who shoved Chris, who hit a table and then fell down. Video shows that Chris got up, raised his hands as if to say no mas, and it was over. But patrons strongly defended Chris, and the video supports their side of the story, and the charges were dropped. His attorney says he wants an apology from that officer, and he better get it, and get it now, unless he wants to face charges of wrongful arrest of Chris Young, a tune called Getting You Home. Tom T. Hall coming up on our feature of Country Crime.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax tip and fees extra.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 20 degrees. For your Monday, mostly sunny and above normal with a high near 55. South winds gust to 30 miles per hour. 29 Monday night, chance of rain and snow on your Tuesday. Otherwise, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 37.
Crime is our feature, and Tom T. Hall was arrested for speeding in Paintsville, Indiana, back in the 1960s, and because the judge was out of town, spent a full week in jail there before the judge returned and let him go. Well, Tom's known as the storyteller, and most of his songs are true, so of course, Tom wrote a song about his misadventure, and it became his first number one tune, and it's called What Else? A Week in a Country Jail. Here comes Tom T. Hall and more of our feature, Country Crime.
One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we all send the jailer for some beer. up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs and gravy, and by now I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, "Where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law." Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady, and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said, "The judge will be here any day." The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful. But she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better. I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had. And he said, "Son, let this teach you not to race." The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will call the big four congressional leaders to the White House Tuesday to discuss government funding and the bill that provides aid to Ukraine, say several congressional sources to ABC News. There could be a government shutdown on Friday. He's confident, says Ukrainian President Zelensky in the capital, Kyiv.
"I think that the guys will decide, will make good decision for us."
Lawmakers are working to try to protect women and couples choosing to have frozen embryos. The clinics handling them in Alabama have temporarily stopped after the Alabama Supreme Court's decision that frozen embryos should be considered people. Beth Malizia with Alabama Fertility Specialists.
"I think the Dobbs decision blew open a door, and we don't know what's on the other side of that."
18 weapons and operation sites of Yemen's Houthi militants were hit by rockets from the U.S. and allied forces today, according to the U.S. Central Command. This is ABC News.
Here is country crime, but not everything is grim when it comes to crimes. In fact, some of it's just downright fun. Like this song from Mo and Joe called "Just Good Old Boys." And